This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI is investigating the New Year's Day tragedy in New Orleans as a terrorist act. A man slammed a truck into a crowd, killing 15 people before being shot dead by police. President Biden addressed the nation last night, saying the man indicated in videos that he was inspired by the Islamic State group.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The FBI is investigating the deliberate ramming of revelers on Bourbon Street, which resulted in carnage on the first day of the new year.
Bodies all up and down the street.
A horrific morning after New Year's Eve celebrations in New Orleans' French Quarter. This witness, Zion Parsons, describes it.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene.
And the FBI's Althea Duncan says,
after hitting the crowd, he exited the vehicle and fired upon local law enforcement.
He was killed, but they don't think 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar of Texas, an Army veteran, acted alone.
We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Investigators are working to figure out if that Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel on Wednesday was terrorism. A suspect inside the vehicle was killed. Firework mortars and camp fuel canisters were found in the vehicle. Several gunmen opened fire on a group of people standing outside a nightclub in New York City last night, say police. 10 people were wounded. The shooters took off. The British rapper Stormzy has been banned from driving for 9 months after admitting he drove his Rolls-Royce through London while using his phone. This is AP News. Power's back on for most people in Puerto Rico. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Power has been restored to nearly all customers in Puerto Rico. Most of Puerto Rico's 1.4 million utility customers lost power New Year's Eve. There was talk it could take days to get the lights back on. Lights returned to households as well as to Puerto Rico's hospitals, water plants, and sewage facilities. Luma Energy is warning there could be temporary outages over the next few days because of the fragile nature of the grid. The island's power system was ravaged in 2017 by Category 4 Hurricane Maria. At the peak of Hurricane Ernesto back in August, over half of all utility customers lost power. I'm Ed Donahue.
Harry Chandler, a Navy medic who helped pull injured sailors from the waters of Pearl Harbor after the 1941 Japanese attack, has died at the age of 103. He died at a senior living facility. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.